In the book of Genesis, it talks about the creation, how the things were made, when God spoke. And it says something about the Spirit upon the waters. The Bible starts off speaking about the Spirit of God. In the book of Revelation, the 22nd chapter, and toward the end of your Bible, the Bible also speaks of the Spirit and says the Spirit and the Bride say, "Come." Hallelujah. And it says, "Whosoever will, let him come. Let him take of the waters of life freely." In the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, the 14th verse, we read, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." The psalmist wrote in Psalms 139, "Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee, for thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made."
Hallelujah.
The psalmist also said, "The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon Him. And to all that call upon Him in truth, He will fulfill the desire of them that fear Him. He also will hear their cry and save them." That's what this service is all about tonight. There are people here who want to feel what we're feeling, who want to know what we know, and who would enjoy having what we have. And all it is the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. We're surrounded by people who are walking after the ways of the flesh. Paul wrote about it in Galatians, the works of the flesh, adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, which could cover a lot of territory. But he also wrote about the fruit of the Spirit being love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. And that's what you're feeling here tonight. Hallelujah. Now, the Lord is that Spirit. The Bible says, "And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what?
Liberty."
Liberty. That's why there's such a free feeling here tonight. The Spirit of the Lord is in this place. It has always been, ever since there has been time, the Spirit of the Lord, even before there was a world, existed. He was before there ever was anything made. And only because of that Spirit, things did appear. When everything that we know has vanished away, the Spirit of God will continue to abide. Hallelujah. A lot of people can't comprehend the fact that God is a Spirit. And they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. In our small minds, we try to figure out God and we try to make Him as we think. And we can only comprehend the ways of man. And we try to make three beings, three men, three persons. In fact, some have tried to believe in seven persons in a Godhead. And there have been those who have believed in dozens of persons in the Godhead. But when you sum it all up together, God is a spirit. And when He chooses to manifest Himself, sometimes He chooses to manifest Himself as a burning bush. And He speaks from the burning bush. He has been known to come forth from the voice of a donkey. He has been known to speak in a cloud and in a pillar of fire. He has been known to come forth as water gushing from a rock. Hallelujah! He has been known to come forth as a little baby in the arms of an old man named Simeon. And Simeon looked into his eyes and said, I see a light, the light in the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. And when he came into this world as a small child, almost unnoticed, raised in a carpenter's shop, at the age of 12 he was found astonishing the doctors with questions and answers. Mary and Joseph came back to where he was, and they didn't understand what was going on. And they couldn't understand why Jesus didn't go with them on their journey. But he turned and looked at them and said, I must be about my Father's business. He had a reason for being in this world. It was the Spirit of God that placed him here. It was the Spirit that filled all in all that had condescended in the man Christ Jesus and came to this earth with a reason in mind. Hallelujah. So as he grew a little older, one day he went walking along the banks of the river and he heard a man out in the wilderness there preaching a gospel. And it was something like this. I must decrease, but He must increase. He said something about crooked ways being made straight. He talked about what the prophet had spoke about and had written about. How that the blind would see someday, and the deaf would come forth hearing. And he looked up and he saw this Jesus at the age of 30 come walking toward the river. And Jesus said, I want you to baptize me. John the Baptist said, I have need to be baptized of thee. But Jesus said that all righteousness must be fulfilled. I need you to baptize me, John. And down into the water he went, and then he was baptized. Straightway he came up out of the water, and the Spirit of God descended, as it were a dove, and a voice spoke from heaven saying, this is my Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hallelujah! Praise Him with me tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And John did decrease, and Jesus did increase. And continues to do so tonight. Hallelujah. The Spirit that has always been took up its abode in the man Christ Jesus. He fulfilled the prophet's prophecy when he went about doing good. He touched the blind came forth seeing. He touched the deaf, and the deaf came forth hearing. He touched the leper, and the leper was cleansed. He spoke to the dead, and the dead lived again. Hallelujah. He spoke to the wind and the waves, and the storm ceased. He spoke to the multitude and passed out a few little loaves of bread and a few little fish until 5,000 were fed. And on another occasion, he fed over 4,000. He went about doing good. He went through their midst after they persecuted him, after they ridiculed him, after they would have thrown him from the wall of the city headlong. But somehow he passed in the midst of them and went his way. And while he was going his way, a little woman with an issue of blood reached out and touched the hem of his garment. And what the doctors couldn't do, Jesus was able to do because the Spirit of God was growing in him. Somebody else reached forward to to get a touch from Him. There were others who were healed of various diseases. The sick of the palsy was lowered through the roof of the house. And not only was he healed of his dreadful disease, but Jesus said, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." He was only able to say that because the Spirit of the living God was dwelling in his life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise His name. There he sat on the edge of a well one day. A little woman at the well came to draw water. She didn't understand the words he was saying to her. She didn't know what it was all about. He was a strange person to her. He was not even supposed to be speaking to her. And he said, "If you would ask of me, I would give you living water, where you would never thirst again." She didn't understand his words. And as they continued to sit there and talk a little bit, the woman said, "I know that the Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things." And Jesus said unto her, "I that speak unto thee am he." Hallelujah. He also told that woman that day that God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah! And she went away. She left the water pot. It wasn't long. She was going downtown saying, "Come and see a man. Come and see a man. He's told me everything ever I did. It's not just the Christ." And it was the Christ, the Lamb of God, hallelujah, who was here with a purpose and a reason for being here. He came to redeem man from sin. Hallelujah. So he went about doing good. One day, and we read about it in John the 7th chapter, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, for Jesus had not yet been glorified. But on a later occasion, after Jesus had been brutally crucified, after he had been tortured and great drops of blood were flowing from his brow and on his back from the stripes where they had beaten him, and from his hands where the nails had pierced him, and from his feet and from his side, he bowed his head. And the Bible says he gave up the ghost. But it wasn't long after that, the two sad disciples were walking along on a lonely road, talking about the sad events of the past few days. And a stranger was walking along with them. And he asked them why they were so sad. And he began to tell them things about what Moses had to say about the Spirit of God. And he expounded to them about what the prophets had to say about the wonderful Spirit of God. And as they walked along the way, their hearts burned within them. And they went and asked him if he would come and eat with them. And as they sat down to the table, their eyes were open, and they come to realize that he vanished from their sight, that this is the one who said, "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it up again." Hallelujah, hallelujah. For he had the Spirit of God dwelling in his life. Let's clap our hands to him right now. So, he had become a baby, he had become a child, had confounded the doctors, had become a man, and went about healing people, leaving people standing around with their mouths open, astonished. They marveled at what they saw, couldn't understand. And the most unusual thing that happened was, after they had seen him brutally murdered, he was able to walk and talk.
and give them comforting words of assurance again.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. So Jesus, after having gone through many battles, after having had many trials and temptations, after having had Satan tempt him on 3 occasions at least, and even trying to use the scriptures on Jesus Christ and remind Jesus that the scripture said even the angels have charge of you, you can go ahead and jump off of this pinnacle of the temple. It won't hurt you because it is written. See, even the devil will use the scripture sometime to try to confuse the righteous. You think you've got it bad when your preacher's been telling you a bunch of lies and using the scripture to do it. What do you think about Jesus standing there and the devil using the scripture on him? And he even took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and said, if you will bow down and worship me, I will give you everything your eyes look upon. But he was talking to Almighty God who made the world and everything that is in the world. And it wasn't the devil's to give. Hallelujah. So don't let him use the scripture on you. Do what Jesus did. Say, get behind me, Satan, for it is written. And you look into that word of God and see what's written. And you'll learn that God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So he gave up the ghost at the cross after all these things. But he came back again. But he had to go away again. But he wasn't going to die again. And he talked to them concerning the power that they would receive after that the Holy Ghost had come upon them. He said, ye shall be witnesses unto me in Samaria, Judea, and all the uttermost parts of the world. He spoke to them concerning the fact that he would not leave them comfortless. He spoke to those that heard him and said, I will come again to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. He opened their understanding, and they started understanding things they'd never comprehended before. Now they knew why he was able to calm the sea. Now they understood why he was able to say, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus came forth alive and well. With their understanding open, the disciples that followed Jesus understood how he could break the bread and he could break the loaves and feed the multitudes and have basketfuls left over. For they realized that he was quite a man. And not only was he a man that caused them to stand in awe and say, what manner of man is this? But he was the living God Almighty that had come to this earth to redeem fallen man from sin. Yes. Hallelujah. And now he had been glorified. And they watched him as the cloud received him out of their sight. Now, what are you going to do? We're going to do what Jesus said to. We're going to tarry until we're endued with power from on high. We go to the upper room. We find people waiting on this power of the Holy Ghost. But on the day of Pentecost, he had been glorified. He had ascended up to glory. And it came as a sound of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them the utterance. Hallelujah. That's what we've been experiencing tonight. The wonderful Spirit of God. The same power that was able to heal, cleanse, say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee. The same one that was able to calm the storms. The one that was caused the lady at the well to run and say, come and see a man. who has told me all things. He knows all about me. It's that Spirit that dwelled in his life when he was just a boy and caused him to ask questions to those doctors, and they couldn't understand why he had such wisdom and knowledge. But we understand why, because he was the one that was able to speak and cause things that were not to suddenly appear, because he was the first and the last and the beginning and the end, that which was and is to come. Almighty! Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Spirit that filleth all in all. Praise God. Despised, rejected, killed, rose again, sent back his Spirit, and his Spirit was received with gladness and joy. They spoke in tongues when they received it. Hallelujah. Acts 2 and 4, it says, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and spoke in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. That same Spirit anointed Peter to speak when they wondered what to do to get in on it. And he said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even to as many as the Lord our God shall call. It was that same Spirit that spoke to Philip down in the city of Samaria in the midst of a Holy Ghost revival, when people were shouting and speaking in tongues and being baptized in Jesus' name, and whispered to Philip and said, go on out toward Gaza. I want to show you something, boy. And out there he found himself in a desert walking, and the Spirit spoke to him as he looked up and he saw a chariot with a man riding on it and reading a scroll concerning something about somebody that was to be led as a lamb to the slaughter. Not knowing, not saying anything, like a little lamb down before his shears, he not opening his mouth. The Spirit spoke to Philip, said, go join yourself to that chariot. He got up on the chariot and he asked the Ethiopian eunuch, do you understand what you're reading? And the poor man said, how can I unless somebody show me? And Philip took the book of Isaiah and preached unto him Jesus. And the Bible says it wasn't long before they came to certain water, and the Ethiopian said, here's water, but that hinder me to be baptized. And both he and Philip went down into the water, and he was baptized. And the Bible says the Spirit called away Philip, and he was just blessed. And he and the Ethiopian eunuch never saw each other again. But the Spirit of the Lord God Almighty was anointing their lives. It was that same Spirit in the 10th chapter of Acts that spoke to Peter after he had seen a vision. He didn't understand the vision. He had refused to touch anything that is uncommon or unclean. And that Spirit said, there's 3 men at the gate. Go with them. Go where they lead you. And he followed those men, and he walked into the household of Cornelius, a devout man who believed God and prayed always and gave alms. And he opened his mouth and said, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. And he started preaching to them about the Spirit of God that had become flesh, and they had crucified it. And while he was speaking to them, the Holy Ghost fell upon all them that heard the word, and they began to speak with other tongues. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! That's the Spirit we feel here tonight. It's that same Spirit that spoke to Paul when he was down at Corinth in a synagogue, testifying to the Jews about the crucifixion, what they had done to Jesus, caused some of them to rise up against him. They wanted to kill Paul, but he just kept on preaching, kept on telling things. That Spirit of God pressed on him, the Bible says. The Bible says he was pressed in the Spirit and testified to the Jews that Jesus was the Christ. And as you well know, it was a result of this persistence and keeping on, that one day there was a church established in the city of Corinth. And even today we can read those letters that dear man of God wrote to those people in that church. Hallelujah. But he left that place. And he came to another city called Ephesus. And he found certain disciples of John the Baptist. And he said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And I have a feeling there are some here tonight that have been other places where you have not really heard it like you've heard it tonight. But we want you to know the same message that Paul preached, the same message that Peter preached. We're preaching in the Jesus-only apostolic church. Hallelujah! He said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? And they said, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he started instructing them. And he told them that they needed to be baptized in the name of Jesus. And he took them and baptized them in the name of Jesus. And then he laid hands on them. And they spoke with other tongues. Just like it happened on the day of Pentecost. Just like it happened with a lot of you. How many of you have had that marvelous experience? Would you raise your hands to the Lord and worship Him? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That same Spirit that established churches in Corinth, Ephesus, and Rome, and the uttermost parts of the world is dwelling in this sanctuary tonight. Still saying the Spirit and the Bride say, come. Let him that is athirst come. Let him that heareth come. And whosoever will, let him come. Let's stand together as we go to God in prayer tonight. Dear God, we thank you, Lord, for the Spirit of the living God that dwells in our lives and makes it possible that we can cry out, Abba, Father. That we can say, I love you because you're my Father. That Spirit that dwelt not only in rocks, not only in tables of stone, not only in a pillar of fire and in a cloud, not only in manna falling from heaven, but that Spirit that abides in our lives tonight. We thank you for it, Father. We ask you tonight, Lord God, to have that Spirit to direct the path of somebody that's searching, somebody that's wondering, just like you helped us when we needed help, just like you reached out for me when I was destitute and lost, just like when I couldn't find direction, I called on you, and you heard me, and you delivered me. I'm asking you, Lord, to do the same work with somebody in this place tonight. Lord, we don't want to come together and just enjoy what you've done for us. But we want to see somebody born into the kingdom of God. Granted, Jesus, that we could see somebody find you in the power of the Holy Ghost tonight. Jesus, we pray this in your name. And we give you the thanks and the honor and the glory. Amen.